Welcome to 2024 Talks, where we're following our democracy in historic times.
Politics is tough, and it's, in many cases, not a very nice world, but it is a nice world today, and I appreciate it very much. A transition that's so smooth, it'll be as smooth as it can get.
President-elect Donald Trump is promising a smooth transition back to the White House. He met with current President Joe Biden to discuss the issues Trump will face, including the wars in Ukraine and Gaza. The president-elect has promised to end both wars within days, possibly even before taking office. Trump has picked former Hawaii representative and fringe presidential candidate Tulsi Gabbard for Director of National Intelligence. He also wants Florida representative and ally Matt Gaetz for Attorney General. Gaetz could face opposition in the Senate since he would lead the same department that investigated him for child sex trafficking and attending drug-fueled parties with minors. Trump's nomination of Florida Senator Marco Rubio for Secretary of State seems less controversial. Some foreign policy observers question his shifting positions and his focus on U.S. relations with Latin America. But Susan McManus with the University of South Florida says Rubio has familiarity with the issues from his time in Congress.
Rubio makes a lot of sense as an appointment for Trump because of his appearance and his insights into foreign policy as a consequence of sitting on the Senate Intelligence Committee.
South Dakota Senator John Thune will be the chamber's next majority leader. After private negotiations with the president-elect, Thune won a secret vote within the caucus, beating Texas Senator John Cornyn and Trump loyalist Rick Scott of Florida. Thune is promising to push Trump's agenda.
We will work to make America prosperous again by streamlining the bureaucratic machine and overturning costly Biden-Harris regulations. And we will work to restore American energy dominance.
The lame duck Senate has several priorities, including continuing government funding and wrestling with the federal budget, along with a farm bill and the National Defense Authorization Act. And Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer says there are spots on the federal bench to fill.
The Senate will continue fulfilling our constitutional obligation to consider and confirm highly qualified judicial nominees and nominees to other agencies as well.
A tentative deal in the House could strengthen Speaker Mike Johnson, who's likely to return to that position. In return for changes to procedures, conservatives have agreed to raise the number of members needed to force a vote to oust a speaker. One of the first bills called for a vote post-election could indicate what lies ahead for a second Trump term. H.R. 9495 would give tax relief for Americans wrongfully imprisoned abroad or held by terror groups, but it also would give the Treasury Secretary power to revoke tax exemptions for nonprofits considered terrorist-supporting organizations. Beth Miller with Jewish Voice for Peace Action says that could become a threat to free speech.
It's very clear that the far right MAGA Republicans are planning to take every step they can to dismantle our fundamental freedoms, including our right to free speech, our right to protest, and attacking the nonprofit civil society sector.
I'm Edwin J. Vieira for Pacifica Network and Public News Service. Find our trust indicators at publicnewsservice.org.